Good morning. Somebody say something.
I hear you, Minister Vernon.
Mother Thomas, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Amen, amen. Technical difficulties. It's not doing what I thought it was supposed to do. But if you can hear me, I can't hear you, but okay, I'm going to try this one more time, Mother Thomas. Hopefully you can hear me. And this is a do-over from last week, and I don't know what the technology is doing to me, but I can't hear certain things I'm supposed to hear. But I'm going to do it this anyway. Good morning and welcome to the Midweek Power Nugget. This is Elder Vernon standing in for our pastor and apostle, Dr. Tish Atkins Bryant. Whoa. It's good to have had this time with you, and I pray that it's helped all of us each of these past weeks. I firmly believe that when we spend a little time with God each day, that it can and will change the trajectory of our day, week, lives, and years. Let's pray. Father God, we ask for your blessings on every person that has taken time this morning to hear what you have given me to share with them. We ask that you use these words to inspire, motivate, correct, and communicate to each of us. Let your Holy Spirit move in a special way to help us know, understand, and most importantly, follow your divine will in all we think, say, or do. Move me out of the way so that you will get all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. This morning, let us consider a passage of Scripture from Luke, the second chapter. The parable of the Good Samaritan. From the NIV, it reads, starting at the 25th verse. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to them, "What is written in the law? What is your reading of it?" So he answered and said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You have answered rightly. Do this and you will live." But he, wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Then Jesus answered and said, "A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a certain priest came down that road. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite, when he had arrived at the place, came and looked and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw them, he had compassion. So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring out oil and wine, and he sat him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to them, 'Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, when I come, I will repay.' So which of these three do you think was the neighbor to him who fell among the thieves?" And he answered, "He who showed mercy to him." Then Jesus said, "Go and do likewise." So may the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and more importantly, the doing of his Holy Ghost inspired word. For this final installment on our theme for the Midweek Power Nugget and Real Talk from the Word, we continued addressing the subject, "It's in the House." Today, I want to consider this theme for our Power Nugget, "Don't Pass Me By." I have in the past referred to a song that I loved entitled "Give Me Your Eyes" by Brandon Heath. In the song, the writer states that he has an everyday life doing everyday things. But one day he comes to the realization that he wasn't seeing people as God sees them, and therefore he is not caring for them as God would intend for him to do. So the song's chorus is a request to God to give me your eyes for just 1 second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I've been missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your heart for the brokenhearted, the ones who are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. This song is God shouting loudly and clearly to me that I cannot be so wrapped up in my own life, no matter how good or bad it is, that I don't see the needs of others and actually respond. So, as we have studied It's in the House, I have been hoping that many of our members would also hear this same call and respond. Our ministry must also do exactly that. We must minister. We hear the songs and hear the sermons about us being the body of Christ, being his hands and his feet. But are we really doing the work? Our scripture lesson is a very familiar parable, and there are all types of nuances that can be teased out of the story. The one that I would really like to tease out today is the story of the traveler. You know, as we each live our lives, we are much like the guy in the story. We get up and we go here. We stop and we do that. We plan and we accomplish much. But every now and then, we get beat up. It may be a financial beating or a health beating or a relationship beating or even a spiritual beating. Bottom line is that we can no longer do the everyday stuff we are so accustomed to because we have been left robbed and left for dead. The beating may or may not be our fault. We might have allowed temptation to overtake us and cause us to sin, or it might just be our turn to have a bad outcome. Our beating may have left us without health or wealth enough to care for ourselves. The beating may be such that we need an intervention to survive. There may not be an opportunity for us to tough it out or pull ourselves up by our sheer will and might. When the beating leaves us destitute, deeply damaged, or in need of help, his house, we need to respond. We need to minister. We need to care. We need to love. We need to sacrifice. We need to be present for the one that has been beaten down. Another thing about this story is that when we are in that deathly grip, we often don't even know that we need help. So we need eyes. When we come into the house, all of us need to be looking at each other through God's eyes of love. If we do, then when people show up and have been wounded, beat down, and left for dead, then we can have compassion. We can bandage wounds. We can transport them to safety, and we can provide for them. You see, it is my hope and prayer that when I am the wounded one, that none of you will pass me by. I hope and pray that your status in the world won't cause you to walk on by. I hope and pray that your schedule would not cause you to pass me by. I hope and pray that when you see that you will see my wounds and take the time to come and care for me by giving up your time, talent, and yeah, your treasure to ensure my healing. You see, the Good Samaritan in this story obviously gave up his time. He stopped. He used his talent. He applied first aid. And he obviously gave up his treasure. He paid the innkeeper. Another interesting thing about the story is that even though we teach our kids to say please and thank you, the story never speaks on behalf of the victim. We don't know if he ever thanked the Samaritan or the innkeeper. We don't know if he paid it forward. We don't know how extensive his wounds were and if he ever fully recovered or if he suffered for the rest of his life with physical or emotional scars or disabilities. But we do know that he survived the beating and the robbery only because someone cared and didn't pass him by. Again, please hear me when I say that his house is in need of members that understand that they are to come to this work as they are. Like the Samaritan, the world may not value or respect you, but God is simply asking you, us, to come as we are with our spiritual gifts, skills, talent, time, resources, friendship, and connection. His house needs members that will bring their entire selves to the work of the ministry, the good, the bad, and the ugly of who we are, because God doesn't need us to be perfect, just willing to see all the people in the world that are beat down, wounded, and half dead, be it spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, physically, financially. I know that my day of need is coming because life holds no guarantee for each day to be a good day. So I am praying for each of you that when the day occurs that you won't pass me by. Let's pray and get out of here. Father God, help us to join with others in this ministry where you have placed us. Help us to see the needs of others and address them in a true and a meaningful way. Help us to fulfill both the great commandment and the great commission by joining our pastor in the work of the house. Help us to support each other, promote each other, work with each other, and most of all, love each other. And when the dark days are upon us, please give others in this ministry a love that causes them to stop and give us eyes to see the needs of others and our heart to respond. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. So have a great day. And remember, it's in the house, and don't pass me by.